Let's talk some Trenton boys wrestling here. Head coach of the Bulldogs is Charlie Bacon. Trenton played some much bigger enrollment schools last night, wrestling against the Hickman QPs of Columbia. Lost that one 67-15. Kirksville Tigers 53-30 got the victory against Trenton. There were some good positive highlights for Trenton. In talking with Coach earlier this week, I know that it's a deep roster, but there's a fair amount of experience on the Trenton roster too. So that kind of sets the story as we will take a look at Saturday. We'll take a look at last night. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Tom. Thanks.
Yeah, for the guys who are the most inexperienced, I'd imagine going to a big school like Kirksville and wrestling against Hickman in Kirksville, that was kind of a big wake-up call, so to speak, for what varsity wrestling is going to be for them. Certainly it's challenging, but it's jumping headfirst into competition, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think it was a real eye-opening experience for some of the underclassmen, and not just the underclassmen, but the kids with very little experience. So some of the kids walked off the mat, you know, pretty discouraged, and you know, in those situations, you've got to tell them, first of all, they're class 4 school in the QPs, and bigger, like I said, bigger competition, and they won't really count for districts or anything like that. But
so, did you feel like, I know you mentioned on the email you sent it was a tough night, and I think you're probably going off the scoreboard on that, but when you look at the night overall, did you feel like it was a tough night with the way that the kids wrestle, or just kind of a tough night because they're competitors and they want to win at the end of the night, and you lost a couple of duels?
I would say 90% of the matches, you know, they probably went as expected. You know, when you've got, I take our 120-pounder, Max Baker, he's never stepped foot on a wrestling mat, and now he's wrestling varsity against some bigger schools. You know, a lot of those matches, we kind of in our head, we kind of knew how they were going to go, but we also preached we want to go out and actually try things that we do in practice. And I thought for the most part, our boys did go out and try to implement all the things that we do. So that part was not frustrating at all. It was just a sense of, you know, loss after loss, it does get discouraging for the boys.
We're in the business, obviously, of, you know, you send the information and you say, so-and-so won, so-and-so won, so-and-so had a good night. There has to be at least a couple of kids who either, you know, they're looking to make a move up, or they're the inexperienced kids, and, you know, maybe they didn't win, but they caught your eye because they had some fight, and they kind of stepped forward to the challenge. I'm sure there's a couple of kids like that. In fact, maybe more than that, that really caught your eye, and even though they didn't win, they acquitted themselves well last night.
Yeah, they really did. You know, starting off with the JV kids, I thought we went out, and these are kids that have never been on a wrestling mat, and they were probably wrestling at the level that they were supposed to be wrestling at, and other JV kids. And I think we won 4 out of 5 of those JV matches, which was a great way to start the night. And you see those kids doing things that they've learned in the practice room. On the varsity side, Braden Hughes, he looked flawless. He won both of his by pin, and I was just really proud of the way that Braden wrestled. And the other one is Gavin Cagle. We made a huge breakthrough last night because he beat probably 2 of the toughest kids that he's ever wrestled and won by pin in both of them. He was super patient. You know, that last match against Kirksville, it was tied up in the third period at 0-0, and he was super patient and eventually turned the kid and got the pin. And I know he was ecstatic. We were ecstatic, because I just feel like that was a huge confidence booster for him and probably a game changer.
Yeah. You're describing that, and we both know Gavin very well. He's confident, but you can be confident in yourself and kind of feel like, I need, starting my season, I need a breakthrough. I need to feel like I've reached another level on the ladder here. Sounds like you did that last night.
He really did. You know, you watch him on the football field, and you know his athleticism that he has. But on the wrestling mat, he, you know, the first 2 years of his career, he's not been super confident because he's new to it, and he was still learning technique. So to see him kind of put all the pieces together last night was a lot of fun. And then the other kid, Jacob White at 106, just looked, he was probably the most dominant performance of the night. He went out, got to his takedowns, and was super aggressive, and he's going to be a lot of fun to watch because he's just a freshman.
Yes, especially 106. There's just not, because you get bigger and stronger, there are not a lot of 106-pound juniors and seniors walking around on wrestlers. So with Jacob, I was going to kind of make the point that you can come in as a freshman because you're going to be wrestling a lot of underclassmen just because of size and things like that, and feel like, I can, you know, I'm not going to be wrestling against a lot of guys that are 2 or 3 years older than me.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Jacob's work ethic alone, you know, Coach Hickson always talked about he needed somebody on scout team defense, and the first guy to sprint out on the field was 106-pound Jacob White. And, you know, that speaks volumes about his character and kind of his work ethic. And I think, you know, he's set up very well to have a really successful freshman season.
How does it look? I know we talked about this earlier in the week, but I'm sure you have a little bit better idea who's going to be there. How does the competition look down at Marceline on Saturday?
It's always really tough. It'll be nice because we're wrestling Class 1 schools, and it'll also be nice because there's an A pool, you know, that I can stick guys like Jacob White and Ronji and Hughes and Kegel. I can put those guys in the A pool with the more experienced wrestlers. And then for the rest of my lineup, I can kind of shuttle into the B pool where they're wrestling kids with a little less experience. So the competition, I think it's going to be really good. We're going to see some of the top teams in Class 1.
Do you anticipate, Coach, I'd imagine this is the case when you have really good results from the JV, and we've talked about you have some good depth this year, I'd imagine that some of these JV kids are going to be pushing for some varsity spots here sooner or later.
Yeah, I think so. By the end of the season, there's a couple of weights in particular that I think the JV kids are making a lot of headway, and they'll at least pressure our varsity kids to, you know, keep improving, and it's always good to have that competition within the wrestling room. That's what makes you a really solid team.
Mason Ronji, did he just wrestle a couple of really good kids last night?
Yeah, he ran into a couple of buzzsaws. You know, his first match, I felt like we just put ourselves in a bad position, got in one bad position and got caught, more or less. His second match, I think we could have probably wrestled a little closer, but the kid, I think, placed maybe fourth in Class 2 last year. So we knew it was going to be a tough match going in. And Mason's just such a great kid, and immediately, you know, after both of those, he's watching his film, figuring out what he did wrong, and looking for ways to improve on it.
Yeah, there's sometimes you say, you know, a couple of losses early is not the worst thing in the world if it's a competitive kid. I'd imagine that Mason, you know, coming up short on a couple of matches, that's going to be something that he's going to use for fuel for the rest of his junior season.
It is, for sure. You know, we went into those matches, and I told him, you know, these are two good kids, but nothing to lose. Go out and do what you can do, and we'll see where it goes. But at the end of the day, we're not going to see these kids at districts, and we're not going to see them at state. And Mason's such a great competitor, you know, that he will use it for fuel. I know he will.
We'll talk about this more next week, but Thursday, the 7th, you got South Harrison, you got Hamilton, you got Gallatin here. I think I was there for that quad last year. So when you get you guys along with three area schools, two of them being Grand River Conference rivals, that'll be a fun Thursday night to be able to wrestle on the home mats for the first time this season.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I remember, you know, our seniors last year, that was one of their favorite memories, because you've got two mats in the high school gym, and it's a packed house, and just a lot of good wrestling against schools that we typically see a lot throughout the season. So we're going to go out and try to make a statement on Thursday night.
Yeah, what people forget, too, is very easy to forget this part. Obviously, you're going to have a lot of folks there wearing black and gold for Trenton on Thursday, but it's not as if Penny shows up and there's no fans there. Penny brings people, South Harrison will bring people, Gallatin will bring people, so it's a packed house, and it's almost, you know, you got, it's like 25%. It makes for a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it does. You know, it gets loud, and there's good energy in the gym, and it's nice to see that kind of following for wrestling. So I'm really looking forward to that one.
What time does the tournament at Marceline start on Saturday, Coach?
9 o'clock on Saturday.
So it'll be a good up and Adam early bus ride down for the boys then.
Yeah, it will be. I think we're leaving at 6 a.m. and get them weighed in and get them warmed up and ready to go.
Very good. Good luck down at Marceline, Coach. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.